Standing at Grand Traverse Harbor on the Keweenaw Peninsula, a look right reveals picturesque yellow sand beaches and unassuming seasonal homes. A look left includes nothing but a black shoreline.
You can see that some stuff down here is coarser, you know.
Jay Parent scoops up a handful of the pebbly black sand, which stretches out of sight on the shoreline.
It was this high stamp sand right here, all the way across that harbor.
Parent is a supervisor for the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. He's standing on an unending beach of stamp sands, the waste rock left over from the stamping process to extract copper from ore.
The stamp sand is this heavy, coarse rock, crushed rock.
The stamp sand comes from about 5 miles up the shoreline, where it was produced by two stamping mills in the community of Gay from about 1900 to 1930. Over three decades, they generated 25 million tons of the waste and dumped it near Lake Superior.
Big pile of sand.
It was legal and a common practice back then. Since then, erosion and lake currents have helped the stamp sand slowly drift south, covering everything in its path.
You can just get an idea of how big of a problem this really is. It's like this for miles.
That's Mark Peterson, who jumped behind the wheel of a speedboat with Parent and me to demonstrate the magnitude of the issue. We navigated out onto Lake Superior because the problem extends well beyond the beach. We went toward Buffalo Reef, an underwater haven for lake trout and whitefish spawning. Or at least it used to be, says Parent.
A reef has natural cobble and crevices where organisms can live and shelter. The stamp sands smother the reef. It just turns into a layer of stamp sands instead of that natural cobble.
Plus, the copper content in the sands can reach toxic levels for aquatic life.
It's just like an aquatic desert.
The Michigan DNR estimated that, in 5 years, stamp sands could cause 60% of Buffalo Reef to no longer be viable for lake trout and whitefish. But this noisy boat might at least slow that timeline. Mark Peterson steers us to the dredging vessel he owns, floating offshore. We step onto what amounts to be the largest, loudest vacuum there is.
This is a really expensive vacuum that likes diesel fuel.
A long red arm, called the ladder, reaches to the bottom. Here, the lake bed is 16 feet deep and covered with stamp sands.
That rotates, loosens the material up, and then the pump inside the dredge will suck that loosened material into the dredge pipe and then discharge it onto shore.
The pipe discharges a mile away, removing 4,000 cubic yards of stamp sands from the lake bed per day. With any luck, it'll make a little progress in improving Buffalo Reef's fish habitat. That's of immense importance to Lake Superior's Ojibwe tribes. The Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission just released this short video called Saving Buffalo Reef, which includes Evelyn Ravindran, the Natural Resources Director for the Keweenaw Bay Indian Community.
Fishing has always been a big part of who we are as people.
Her tribe has historically relied on fishing Lake Superior and the now tainted Buffalo Reef.
It's a sadness at what happened, and it's a responsibility that we need to do something about it as a whole community, as all people.
Ravindran, along with Parent and other local and federal partners, are part of a task force examining a long-term plan for the stamp sands on the lake bed and shoreline. Three final options include building and putting them in a landfill nearby, taking the sands to the defunct White Pine Mine in Ontonagon County, or constructing a massive retaining wall to try to contain the sands on the land. Each would likely cost hundreds of millions of dollars, Parent says, as he looks out the boat's window.
Everything you see, all this black beach, is all mining waste.
He sometimes thinks the issue is a victim of geography.
Well, Ben, if this stuff was down next to Chicago or Detroit or Cleveland, in a more populated area, it would get a lot more attention than it does. Such a remote location that, kind of out of sight, out of mind.
Parent knows he and his partners are making progress and tries to stay optimistic. Even so, he says, the current efforts are just a drop in the bucket on the road to saving Buffalo Reef and the Lake Superior shoreline.
Feels like you're standing here with 30 million metric tons of stamp sands coming at you trying to stop it.
That's tough.
What it feels like.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer on the Keweenaw Peninsula.